Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown song titles that contain a female reference. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, R. Dean Taylor, Lionel Richie, Jimmy Ruffin, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, sing Gladys Knight and the Pips. First up this half hour, the Jackson 5 and Mama's Pearl right here on Motown.
If you want me to look like that guy, Ladybug, you and I are through.
My
How could your heart be so feeble?
Let him walk away from his arms.
Don't be carried away by his charms.
Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that Beetlebub.
Motown memory from Lionel Richie, Ballerina Girl, and that reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1986. Before that, a catchy tune from R. Dean Taylor, My Ladybug Stay Away From That Beetle, Beetle spelled B-E-A-T-L-E, during the height of the Beatles craze in the United States, recorded and released in 1964. And we started with the Jackson 5 and Mama's Pearl, number 2 from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown song titles that contain a female reference. Well, coming up, Jimmy Ruffin and Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got. Well, Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got was recorded and released in 1967, and the song was taken from Jimmy Ruffin's album entitled Jimmy Ruffin Sings Top 10. The song did reach top 30 status, peaking at number 29 in the United States Billboard charts, and it was a rhythm and blues hit as well, peaking at number 14. It was also a hit in Great Britain, reaching number 26 on the UK singles chart. Well, the song has a social context. It depicts a man anticipating his release from prison when he'll return home in a train to the girl that I left behind. Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, and it was produced by Norman Whitfield. Well, 3 years later, Marvin Gaye recorded the song, and it became a modest hit, reaching number 67 in the United States Billboard charts. Well, here is Jimmy Ruffin's version, the original version of Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got, right here on Motown.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
There were times when each day seemed like a year. Yes, it did now. But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all.
Miss your soul.
So fun. Tom at MotorMemories at yahoo.com.
Marvin Gaye with Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, and they reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969, and before that, Stevie Wonder, That Girl, reaching number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1982, and we started with Jimmy Ruffin, David Ruffin's older brother, with Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got, and they reached number 29 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown song titles contain a female reference. Well, coming up, Bobby T. Living in Vancouver's and Does Your Mama Know About Me? Right here on Motown Memories.
Like glass, yet you've been
Glastein the Pips and If I Were Your Woman, and that reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970. And we start with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers and Does Your Mama Know About Me, number 29 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1968. They had 345s in total, all from 1968. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown song titles that contain a female reference.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.